Welcome to Spiritual Hygiene Meditation. Find a comfortable position. This can be seated, laying down, sitting in a chair. Take a few deep breaths, allowing yourself to fully settle into this meditation. As you're beginning to breathe in and out, releasing any tension in the body, I want you to draw your attention to the base of your spine. And from the base of your spine, I want you to imagine that there's a tube connected to the base of the spine, made out of anything you want it to be. It can be glass, can be crystal, could be wood, whatever material deems magical to you. Just see this tube connected to the base of the spine, and then watch it as it goes down into the earth, into the floor, through the mud, through the grass, through the rocks. Watching it go down, down, down until it reaches the core of the earth. And once it reaches the core of the earth, see the cord expanding to about 6 feet all around you. And then somewhere in your mind's eye, your imagination, you're just going to see a lever that has an on button. And just turn that lever on, allowing any energy that isn't yours, that you may have accumulated, whether that was driving on the road, having a conversation, stopping into a 7-Eleven and someone was rude to you, whether this was energy you picked up a long time ago, might have been in your childhood that you've still been holding on to. Just see that energy leaving through the grounding cord. No need to pay attention too much about what's in the content. If you see things, great. If not, don't worry about it. Just know with your intention that's enough to help release any energy that's not serving you. You're not hurting anyone. You're not harming anyone. You're just allowing any energy that may be in your system to fully be released and go back to where it needs to go so that your system can run more effectively and efficiently. And as we have this grounding cord on release, just allowing this process to happen, we're going to see a golden sun above our head, written with our name in the middle with golden letters. And we're going to call back our energy from wherever we might have left it. Whether that was an intentional thing or an unintentional thing, whether that was from something recent, a conversation you had, an interaction you had, a fight you might have had. Just see your energy coming back, filling in that golden sun, bright pinks, purples, sparkly colors, nothing dark, nothing dingy, nothing white. Just seeing your energy coming back and filling in that golden sun. And as we're allowing that energy to come through, filling in that golden sun, we're just going to program it to three energies we want to experience right now. Maybe that's more fun, more joy, more relaxation. Maybe we want more peace, more excitement. Just program that golden sun to three energies that you want to experience right now in this moment. And then once that energy ball is full, you're just going to poke a little hole in the bottom of that sun and allow your energy to drip in through the top of your head, filling you in, dense like honey, all the nooks and crannies and spaces, allowing it to fill you up, to fuel you, to nourish you, to support you. Just filling you in with your own energy. And as we're allowing our energy to release the ones that are not our energy and calling back our own energy, we're going to see a garden of roses about 6 feet all around us, in front of us, above us, below us. And in the center of every single one of those roses is a picture of you. Could be your driver's license photo, could be your Costco picture. Just see your faces on every single one of those roses. Allowing this to be the first barrier of energy coming at you intentionally or unintentionally, supporting you so that you can maintain your own energy field. There's no blame for people and their energy coming towards you. But you can do things to help minimize the impact. And also just clean your energy so that you can feel your most optimal self. And as we're allowing this process to happen, no effort needed. You don't have to worry if you're doing it right or wrong. We're just going to take a scan of our back and notice whether we sense something there, energy, whether we see something, whether there's cords or images. And if we do see something in the back of our body, we're just going to gently pull out whatever might be connected to us, whether that's a cord, an image, a rock, a tree, a leaf, it doesn't matter, just whatever's there. Just gently clear out that energy of anything that might be attaching into or connecting into your back of your body and pull it outside of that rose wall and just see it naturally dissolving. Reminding and being intentional about any energy that is coming into you through the back door, that you are always available, be it an email, a phone call, a conversation, and that there's no need to plug into your energy, drain from your energy. And we're just clearing out that space. Again, sending that energy back to where it needs to go. And just allow this process to continue. You can either lay here or sit here, continuing your meditation quietly. Or you can take a couple of deep breaths, cleansing breaths. Allow yourself to come back into the room. Knowing this process will complete itself on its own. Again, no effort. And that you have this tool